Hello.
Hi. I just want to clarify, the thing that you're aiming for is less abortion, right? That would be what you would want, or at least no abortion.
Eventually. It's also a protection of those that can't protect themselves. But yes, and that's why once we, after the reversal of Roe versus Wade, we saw abortions go down dramatically in Texas, Alabama, Mississippi. We saw thousands of babies that are now alive and well that are able to have amazing lives thanks to the reversal of Roe versus Wade.
I don't think a lot of that is true.
Well, it is, but...
It's not true, because when you make abortion illegal, it doesn't actually decrease the amount of abortions that happen.
That's a nice talking point. In Texas, the numbers show differently. The birth rate has gone up.
Yeah, legal goes down, but illegal abortions still happen. Abortions still happen outside of whatever data you're showing.
That's not true, but let's just say, if you count the abortion pill, you're right, but that's a separate thing than a chemical abortion and surgical abortion are different things. And I'm not debating you. I'm debating her. So if you want to do the flags and come back in, try and be faster next time. So let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. So the question is, we should try to limit unjust suffering of human beings, right?
Sure.
Okay. That's my position, is that there's unjust suffering of anywhere between 1.4 to 1.6 million abortions a year of human beings that are being massacred in the womb. And so that's not a woman's rights issue, that's not a men's rights issue, that's just a human rights issue.
Okay, the best way to decrease abortions happening is proper sex education. Limiting abortion and making abortion illegal does not actually decrease the amount of abortions that happen.
So what is your evidence of that?
What is my evidence of that?
Because we have increased sex education the last 30 years.
Our sex education is so bad in America.
Well, by bad, what do you mean by that? We have more access to birth control for young kids. We have more kids that are learning to use birth control at a younger age. We have more of that in our public school system. And we've seen all the trends actually go in a negative direction. So, in fact, we see that the more sex education there is, the more disturbing those trends are. So you say that, let me ask just one more thing. Mm-hmm. You say that if we make abortion illegal, people will still do it. Should we then just make gang violence legal because...
No, I'm saying if you actually wanted to decrease the amount of abortions that happen, you wouldn't be advocating for, to make abortion illegal. You'd be advocating for all of these other things.
Does that logic apply to stealing, looting, kidnapping, arson, and murder?
Well, actually it does, because those are results of different societal issues that you should be educating yourself on rather than making it illegal on the front.
Should we make kidnapping, arson, burglary, murder legal because they're symptoms of something else?
We should be helping society heal from those things.
You gotta answer the question. We want less of those things. Should we just make them legal and we'll get less looting?
I'm going to let someone else
take it. Thank you very much.